A lot has changed since the first case of AIDS was reported over 30 years ago. Great strides have been made in AIDS treatment, funding, and education, but there's still work to do. The Lansing Area AIDS Network, or LAN, is not just dedicated to meeting the needs of people with HIV and AIDS and to preventing the spread of the virus. They're also committed to continuing the work of education and raising awareness. For this week's Neighbors in Action, we're joined by Dwayne Riley, Prevention Manager at LAN. Hi, Dwayne.
Good morning.
Good to see you again. And Alex Sines is a client and volunteer at LAN. Hi, Alex.
Hello, good morning.
Dwayne, you offer a variety of services. Let's get into that and talk to us about that. Prevention services and care services.
Absolutely. So we're a nonprofit organization right here in Lansing that's dedicated to meeting the needs of those who are living with HIV and to also prevent the spread of the HIV virus. We provide a variety of different services, including medical case management, housing and utility assistance, supportive services, community educational workshops, HIV testing and counseling, and so much more.
What are the eligibility requirements to receive the services?
Absolutely. For our clinical team, essentially anyone who's in need of those services are absolutely welcome to come into our office and receive those services. Everything that we offer is completely free of charge. Same thing with our HIV testing and counseling. It's completely free. We're funded by the government to provide that services to people throughout the Ingham County.
Alex, how did you connect with LAN?
I connected through LAN when I was diagnosed at it was a crazy story at first. A lot was hearsay of if I was infected or if I was not infected. It all got cleared out, and I was brought into the Lansing Area AIDS Network by Dwayne, actually. And I got connected with the case manager and just been on top of it, been helped out by everyone there.
How has it benefited you the most?
It's benefited me the most, accepting how my status is, coming to terms with my status.
So just the realization that you were HIV positive, was a hurdle that you had to leap emotionally. That makes sense.
Yes and no. For me, I'm also a diabetic with osteoporosis, and I've been so illness has stricken me since I was 12. So this was just another thing to add to the list, and to get in touch with LAN helped me to educate other people, to educate that, to better protect myself and to come to terms with my status and to open up and help educate other people.
When were you diagnosed?
It will be 3 years in October.
And you've been with LAN
Ever since.
Dwayne, what kind of training do your volunteers go through?
So our volunteers go through a series of trainings through the state of Michigan to be certified as HIV test counselors. There's typically lots of different trainings that they receive, not only through the state, but also through our agency as well. We show them how to use the equipment. We show them how to meet people where they're at while they're counseling. So they have an extensive training throughout the
meet
time
people
they're
where they're at.
Yeah.
That sounds like it could get very tricky.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I think that when you're talking about issues like HIV and sexual health, those are very difficult conversations to have with people. And so meeting people where they're at, not coming into the sessions non-judgmental, is very, very important. Understanding people as a whole, as opposed to looking at them as just their identities, essentially.
Yeah. How many volunteers do you have?
Well, we have a number of volunteers in our prevention program, and a number of volunteers who also help out with other things, including our food pantry that we have at our agency. We have a number of volunteers who also helps out with our annual events, including our AIDS Walk and World AIDS Day events as well.
I'm speaking with Dwayne Riley, Prevention Manager at Lansing Area AIDS Network. It's LAN, and Alex Sines, who's a client and volunteer with the organization. What kind of volunteer, what's the nature of your volunteer work, Alex?
It comes into a lot of things, like the classes in that LAN provides. It's like I've come so far and know so much about it. So when other people, new people come to the organization for these classes, I'm there to help volunteer my service, to help them open up, to help them come with acceptance. I help volunteer around town with adherence and prevention as well. Overall, just education.
Mm-hmm. Dwayne, where is Mid-Michigan right now regarding awareness of HIV/AIDS? Are there misconceptions that are in play?
I think there are a lot of misconceptions about HIV and just prevention in general. In Ingham County alone, we have the second highest HIV prevalence rate by county in the state of Michigan. So, you know, HIV is no stranger to the Lansing area.
What's behind that? What's behind that high rate?
I think
in your
HIV
view?
Stigma is a huge barrier for a lot of people accessing prevention services. You know, we're talking to people about our event on Saturday, June 25th now, and we're just going around Lansing and handing out flyers and talking to people about HIV. And one of the responses that we get is that, you know, if I'm HIV positive, I don't want to know it. And that in itself has become a huge barrier for people getting tested.
If I'm HIV positive, I don't want to know it. Yeah. Was that an issue for you, Alex?
On the contrary, it was more, I need to know my status for my responsibility to myself and to others.
What about from the larger community, people who may not know someone with HIV/AIDS? There must be some misconceptions in play there.
Absolutely, as far as transmission, as far as people who other misconceptions, as far as who is likely to get HIV. I think oftentimes we think that if we don't fit a certain demographic, then we're not at risk for HIV infection. However, the numbers that we've seen throughout the years, HIV is no stranger to absolutely any community.
Is the landscape getting better, though? I mean, are more people who fear they have contracted HIV, is there a greater percentage of them that are willing to come to you, or do many of them still hold back?
I think as we continue to have conversations like on platforms like this and talk about things like HIV, more people are becoming much more proactive about getting prevention and treatment services. But that is definitely a slow progress that's being made. I think we can do much more in order to educate the community and encourage people to continue to get tested and treated for HIV.
Alex, what do you think? What will it take to end this stigma?
This is funny. I was talking about how I want to, as a millennial, I want to adopt the hashtag #LivingRed, and to show people who are living with HIV, we're just like everyone else. We see life and we feel pain. We see life. We love just like everyone else. And we need to help fight the stigma, because a lot of people, they already have judgmental views of someone who is HIV positive. And that's just not how life is. We're the same people like everyone else. To help fight the stigmas, for people to stand up and take responsibility for their status and show people we're just like everyone else. And we come from all shapes and sizes, different colors, different races, different religions, different orientations. And
did you grow up in Lansing?
Yes, I'm Lansing born and raised.
Local guy, graduated from
Eastern High School.
Eastern High School. Very. What are you doing now?
I'm volunteering a lot for Lawn right now.
Okay.
Due to my health issues, I'm on disability. So
I see.
I'm doing what I can to help educate friends, family, and loved ones, to help them know their status and help my friends know that the health is important.
And then people on Twitter see that hashtag #LivingRed. They know it's you.
Well, yeah, Instagram too.
Okay. and Instagram. What more can the community do here? What can members of the community do to help here, Dwayne?
I think, like I said, normalizing those discussions surrounding HIV with your family and friends, coming out, volunteering for organizations like the Lansing Area AIDS Network, helping with our fight against HIV AIDS would definitely be very beneficial to the cause. But just getting tested regularly is something that can really help out in HIV prevention and care, I believe.
Is Lawn healthy? How is Lawn funded? Is it healthy? Will it be around for a long time?
We definitely hope so. We are funded through the government. A lot of our programs are funded directly through the government. We also receive a lot of donations from people throughout the community and different organizations. And so that definitely helps a lot with our programs.
And I know National Testing Day is coming up.
Yes.
Tell us what's involved with that.
Absolutely. So Lansing will be celebrating Lansing's HIV Testing and Awareness Day on Saturday, June 25th in Old Town. We'll have free testing from 4 p.m. until midnight at our Diversity Psychological Services building located at 1310 Turner Street. So as we're having testing going on, we'll also have a community discussion surrounding PrEP, which stands for pre-exposure prophylaxis, and that's a medicine to prevent HIV transmission. And we're going to have a conversation with Todd Haywood, Dr. Eric Wirt from the Ingham County Health Center, about ways in which we as a community can increase access to things like PrEP and educate our community about HIV and AIDS.
I imagine the events in Orlando have had an emotional impact on you and the people that you serve. What do you make of what happened? Can you make any sense out of this?
I think it's very important for us to realize that it's critical in this particular time to create safe spaces for sexual minorities and people of color. I think that that's one issue that we not only have within Lansing, but within the United States, period, is that oftentimes individuals who identify in these particular groups aren't necessarily in safe spaces that affirm them. And so I think that that's definitely part of the discussion and addressing very hard and difficult topics like homophobia and things of that nature. I think we should do much more.
I want to thank both of our guests. Duane Riley is Prevention Manager at the Lansing Area AIDS Network, LON. Also, Alex Sines, who is a client and volunteer with the organization. Duane, Alex, thank you for being here today. Your website, really quick.
It's at www.lononline.org.
Lononline.org. Thank you both. Current State is looking for more nominations for our Neighbors in Action feature. Help us out. Email us your suggestions to currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line or tweet us at KAR Current State.